Blog Talk Radio.
Ça va bien. I hope we're all ça va bien-ing tonight. It's Mummy, Sybil Brunson. Yes, that's me. I'm here tonight. And you're now listening to Come Now, Don't Sulk, part of the wonderful Here Be Monsters studio on Blog Talk Radio Network. We're broadcasting to you live all around the world. Believe it or not, imagine that. We're not just doing our daylight savings times in the United States, but we're broadcasting to foreign countries like Canada and Mexico and Germany and Sri Lanka. And we're broadcasting to the Southern Hemisphere, where they're all getting oh so chilly because it's almost fall down there. Brr. And we're broadcasting to you near the Arctic Circle. It's 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time right now, but imagine there are people getting up right now on the other side of the earth at 8 a.m. and they're listening to us, and we want to say a big hello to them, especially to our huge crowd in Australia. Hello, Aussies or whatever you are. Anyway, we are here, and this is Come Now, Don't Sulk, brought to you by DaughtersOfIsis.com. That's DaughtersOfIsis.com, all one word, the fragrant memories of our ancestors, and by listeners just like you. Thank you. And tonight, as always, we have not only our chairwoman of the board, but we also have our producer, our founder, and the head chemistryatrix at DaughtersOfIsis.com. She is the head fragrantologist, and she is none other than our old Gwendolyn Holdenberry. Gwendolyn, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. Feeling good. How's that? Feeling good. You can feel a little good, you know. That's a big thing. Yes?
Yeah. Well, boys and girls at home, Gwendolyn and I often chat right before we go on. Gwendolyn's coming to you from Port St. Lucie, Florida, and my studio is, of course, in my home studio now that we're doing remote studios. I'm on the main line just outside of Philadelphia. As you know, Mummy has moved out of New York City for work, so I was very lucky, unlike so much of our country and the world, just as work was drying up, my husband and I, George, were able to move to Philadelphia area for work, and he's appearing on television regularly. And Gwendolyn and I were chatting before we go on the air, and we were enjoying our little chat. And it's interesting, spring, everyone associates spring with new love and falling in love and spring
That's
fever
true.
And young love, and everything is lovely and one falls in love and blah 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 blah. Interestingly, and I'm not going to reveal too much now because it's Gwendolyn's thing, but Gwendolyn was discussing that she's going through a little bit of an upheaval as far as romance goes, and Mummy's first great love. My first great love began on April 11th, many, many, many years ago. All right, decades ago. All right, it was a couple of centuries ago. But the bottom line, it was April 11th. And just when all the tulips and narcissus and gladiolus, everything is coming out of the ground, and it was in New York City, as a matter of fact. And April 11th will always be lodged in my mind because that is when I met the first great love of my life. And it was a very short relationship, although I loved him, and I think in some way he loved me to the day he died. And we remained friends and speaking, and he knew that I would love him till the day I died. But April 11th, that relationship in spring, I associate with love sadness. I don't associate with love gladness. I spring is an interesting, poignant time for me. And when the soil begins to smell thawed and the flowers begin to come up, I remember meeting Greg in Gracie Mansion Park in Carl Schurz Park in that beautiful spring. And it is, when I'm in New York, I have always gone to Carl Schurz Park on April 11th. Decade after decade, on April 11th, I would stroll through the park and sit there and meditate and look and breathe in the air and remember. And so it's funny how spring for some of us is a sad time.
You kept love alive. And I think we all do, you know. I mean, I may have just, it was the love of my life. And it was, you know, several years after the first time and all of that blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you never stop loving somebody. When it's that deep. And you don't forget those. You're right. You don't forget. I don't walk into a Ren Faire without some little misty thing. Coming
See,
over
Gwendolyn,
me.
This is where you and I, you and I connect in so many ways at the hip. We really do. First of all, anyone I have ever loved, I remained, no matter what happened, I remained in contact with them and loved them. And they expressed that they still loved me, even though we might not be living together or still building a life together. They were always in my heart. Once I love someone that much, and I'm an Aquarius.
So
Aquarius
fortunate.
Is a very cool sign. They're very unattached. So if boys and girls at home, if you ever have an Aquarius love you, you should really think about that, because Aquarians they're humanity lovers. They're not one-on-one lovers. They're not people who, you know, whimsically fall in love like Leos or whatever, Scorpios, you know, in alleyways or whatever. But
no.
Aquarians are really
that
cool.
That had a nail on the head.
But Aquarians are really cool cucumbers. They are busy loving everybody. And they're basically very interested in being independent, and they're fine company for themselves. So if you ever have an Aquarius declare his or her love for you, you stop and take notice, because it's a great compliment to you, and it is and they have really extended themselves to do that, because I find that Aquarians are not easy to pin down at all.
No, I don't think they are. You're right about that one. But I will tell you this, I think that we have spring equinox on Saturday, and in many cultures, spring equinox in both hemispheres is like the brand new year beginning, and all our ancient cultures saw it that way. So there's this new energy coming in, and of course the ground is greening. And the flowers are beginning to, the seeds are erupting as we speak. And all of that energy lends itself to us reaching out and connecting with one another because of all of the life that is bursting forth. And one of the best things I think you can do, and this is the scent I would suggest from Daughters of Isis, is from our Yaya collection. It's called Pure Love, and it doesn't have to be somebody. It can be a pure love for your vocation. It can be a pure love for nature. This is a time to let love in and let it walk into its place, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Is that you're talking about on the daughtersofisis.com page, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and under our Yaya Clean Oil.
Perfect. And I want everybody to remember that tonight on daughtersofisis.com. Do check that out during the show. What can you give us a little bit of a hint of what's in it without giving away the recipe?
Well, it's based in jasmine and lavender, and it has a little bit of.
Wait a minute. I just want to savor these things. So it's like I'm talking to a fine chef. So first of all, we have jasmine. Oh, dear God. Then lavender. I've died and gone to heaven. Okay, now what's the next thing?
Well, there's a little bit of civet in it to...
Really?
To anchor the deeper notes. And you know, people don't understand sometimes that florals have a deeper note to them. They if you allow them to express, they do have a deeper note. But I put a little bit of vetiver in with it. And, I forget the last volume. Let me get to it here. I'll tell you exactly. I should have put that up before I began to yak away. Let me see. What is the last one I put into that?
Now, Gwendolyn, I have a quick question while you're looking. Civet is technically from a cat, isn't it?
It is. What I use is Chanel's synthetic civet.
We have to be, you know, after last week's phone call, by the way, from, you know, the crazy persons, I want to be very clear with our listeners that we want to be very clear. When Gwendolyn is making her fragrances in a cruelty-free situation, so when she says certain ingredients, I want everybody at home to know that Gwendolyn operates DaughtersOfIsis.com in a humane and not experimenting on animals and not harming animals to make those fragrances. Most people
it's
don't
illegal.
Know that original civet was from, you know,
cat,
or that ambergris was
gland.
From whales or
yes.
whatever. So I just want to be sure that people understand that is not civet from the cat.
Now, ambergris you can actually purchase legally, but it's highly expensive. I have a small
yes.
piece that I shave off and work.
Is it gross? Is it disgusting?
No, it is. It looks kind of funky, you know, like some
yes.
kind of fungi thing, a fungusy ball
yes.
or something.
I Googled it and looked for images. And of course they had photographs of, like, you know, basketball sized hunks of it that have washed ashore. Yes, it's whale like. Yuck.
Sputum.
Yes. It's sputum like, and well, it's vomited out. Yeah. But isn't it like undigested junk? It's like something odd.
It's just sputum. It's what it's been in them a while, and
it comes in different colors and therefore different grades, and
that's
it's
right.
shocking.
That's right.
And it has
different sensual qualities to it according to its age.
And then the thing about it is that there is no, there is no perfume made from just ambergris by itself. It is an ingredient that you put into candles or perfumes or whatever, and it chemically reacts with what you're putting into, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. It's a fixative. Like
yes.
civet. Civet is a fixative. Now, I've used, oh my God, we have a problem here. It says the show is ending in 90 seconds. Let me
All
go
right.
in and
so
try to.
Should we relink up? Should we, listeners at home, please stay tuned. We may lose the show, but then we'll come back on the air.
Yeah, we do have two callers waiting. Let me try and see if I can fix this.
All right, folks, if you're still listening, it turns out that the Blog Talk Radio Network is having technical difficulties, so we will re-link up. Just click on the link or call in again if you lose us, and we'll know in just a second if we go off the air.
Basically, we can still record, but we'll be off air because it's not letting me in.
Oh,
for crying out loud.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, will it even let us record? Are we recording right now?
Oh, yes. We're recording right now.
So that will link, that will be lodged
in the
page, in your Here Be Monsters page.
Right, it'll be in our role for people to listen to.
Oh, man, what a shame.
I know.
And I had messages from people that said they were going to be listening tonight.
Well, I'll tell you right now,
I'm on Facebook, and I'll tell you right now, any minute they're going to start piling in. The messages will pile in saying, what happened? What happened? You're not on the air, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, my gosh. And it wouldn't even let me get in. We do have two callers waiting.
Okay.
So I'll check with one of them to see if their 708 area code. Do you hear me? Hello? 708-475? Oh, my goodness. Let me try the other one.
Gwen, can you hear me, Gwen?
I can hear you. I just opened up your mic. That's Wayne.
Okay. All right. Hey. Well, that's a shame. The show's sounding so great, by the way. I'm still hearing you. The show is sounding great. I love the fragrances of the daughter's Isis and just screaming what's in it. I, too, like jasmine. I have green tea with jasmine in it. I like it that much.
I love that. Listen, can you hear us on your computer right now?
Well, I've got it on my cell phone here.
Well, then that means, because you can hear us because you called in. But what I'm, it means that anybody who was listening on the link is no longer able to listen on the link. That's interesting.
Okay.
Oh, well.
That's
okay.
Do we go on, dear?
Yeah.
I
enjoy talking with the both of you. This is great.
Yeah.
I got nobody. Let me try a little experiment here to see, because it looks to me like Pamela's phone number was up there. But I will try.
I'm listening right now. I'm just sending out a Facebook message, a banner, because I wanted to make sure that, I had people say, oh, we're going to tune in tonight. And if they lost us, I'm sending out one of those big Facebook multicolor banner things, you know, with the faces on it or whatever, just so that people understand what's going on. So
okay.
I'm doing that. And
oh, my goodness. Well, the producer was sleeping at the gun here for some reason. I have no idea why this happened.
I wonder what happens.
Yeah,
well,
that's
so funny.
I kept 708 open in case there's just a mute problem on the other end or something. So, Mummy, keep it going, honey.
Okay. Well,
all right. Well, I'm going to say, Sybil,
let's do this. Let's focus on, let's do the fragrance, first of all. Let's continue with the fragrance.
Sure.
But then I want to discuss a couple of topics. So, Gwendolyn, you said that the fragrance contains, which I adore, is jasmine, lavender, and a bit of civet. And then what else was in it that you said was really wonderful?
Believe it or not, black pepper.
Just love that.
A little
that is
bit
fabulous
pepper.
For the spicy element in it, right?
Well, yeah, and it turns the volume up a little bit. You're getting flowers, and people don't understand that sometimes certain spices are like a wind, you know?
So
that's where that, and with the ambergris, I have to say that, you know, I have to prepare it to work with it. And in aging, I keep mine in a little wooden box and sort of like what you see with, you know, amber resins and stuff. What I do is shave it and, you know, prepare it and whatnot. And it's not, I've had this piece for probably, I don't know, 6 years. And it's shifted its scent a bit, you know? And the other thing is that I've learned from, you know, master perfumers is that ambergris once smelled a certain way, and what's been distilled and held on to, particularly in France, for, say, 80, 90 years, you know, real perfumes and real oils don't, evaporate. They don't go away if they're properly, you know, in the crystal sealed bottles. And the scent of ambergris has shifted too because the oceans have changed. It's like all of our essential oils with, this is because of earth changes and everything. The soil has changed and everything. For me to get a dark patchouli, you know, in the 60s, you get a bottle of patchouli, or the 70s and even into the 80s, a bottle of patchouli that was almost viscous. It was so thick and so dark and so, you know, earthy and loamy. Well, now you get patchouli and you can still smell that, but it's not as deep and rich. I have to put oak moss into mine to get it there.
Wow.
You know?
That's interesting, yeah. I have a question, just because Pamela Jett just emailed me or messaged me, and I just messaged her back and said, call in. But if she calls that number, she won't be able to get in, will she?
No, I tried to do it online.
And maybe there's no way to connect with her right now then on our show. So
no.
That's too bad. Okay, well, she just messaged me and she said...
Mm-hmm.
She said, short and sweet. she went, hold on. She said, short and sweet, hit kiss, hug, kiss, hug, kiss, hug. I messaged her, call in with a heart, and she's typing something now. Probably she can't get in. So, all right, well,
You know what we can do? We can mellow this out, wind this down, and we can do the repeat tomorrow at 8 p.m. and have one day off of Come Now, Don't Sulk. What do you think? We'll have our full...
I think that's a great idea. Do you want to do that?
I think so. I think it's a good idea, Wayne. We've lost Wayne.
I'm sorry, I was on mute because I didn't want to disturb. Yeah, to reiterate, we're going to go ahead and kind of shut down, but pick it up again at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're going to reschedule a special broadcast, you know?
Good.
There you go.
Good.
Special edition.
And I'll message her right now. I'll message her right now because she just said, tried, it won't connect me, says there's nothing broadcasting. Oh, well, next week, you know, LOL. So I'm going to post everything. I'm going to redo it, and I'll make a new ad, and we'll release it, and I'll do my other banners and everything, and we'll do a show tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the evening. Is that good?
And I have to tell you, today is the last day of the umbra of Mercury retrograde.
Oh, that's very – well, we'll talk about that tomorrow, too.
Yeah, that's right.
All right,
this has been fun, and I look forward to tomorrow.
So what they say at the beginning of Macbeth is, when shall we three meet again in thunder, lightning, or in rain? And it's like the three of us will meet again tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Sounds good. Take care, folks.
Okay. Good night, you two.
Good night.
Gwendolyn, I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I love you.